Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
Yo. Y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy, Emax the Image, man, you know. And you have tuned in. How loud is this damn microphone? I guess that's good enough. To Hood Talk Radio. So what's happening? There's a lot of shit we're going to talk about tonight, man. And we watching the Transformers. All that means to So y'all know what's up, man. Y'all can join us right here, 646-478-0944. That way, you know what I'm saying, everything is kosher. Now out here in Cleveland, man, we got this Officer Brillo situation, you know what I'm saying. But it ain't no surprise to me. You know what I'm saying? We can't be surprised by some shit that just, you know, it was all symbolic any goddamn way. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, I kind of...
You can't get one without this.
Right, getting all of it.
And plus, I look at where is it... What I liked about it is that they didn't stall it out and they let it go through the due process.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was just like anybody else... Shit, they would have to go through the due process. So, and what had transpired, you know, I agree with what you're saying. Everybody should be held accountable, whoever the fuck was out there shooting that night.
Yep.
Not just no one individual should have been the scapegoat. Everybody should have been fucking held accountable. And right now, with that overkill and a use of force to that extreme, shit, individual should have been properly reprimanded.
Right. Because, you know, the little special investigator that they had, you know, they brought in, and when I saw him and I heard his testimony, I knew. Because he was like, you know, with all the bullets that was fired, there was no way to find out if, or determine, as they used,
that Michael Brillo's bullet was the fatal shot.
Was the one that killed him. They even had
the
forensic evidence. It was like, these bullets right here, 15A, 15B, they came from this direction.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The top of the head was from here. And if this was the one that killed him, there's no way he could have did it because he was over here. Bullets don't go forward then come back.
Thank you.
So they like, well, shit.
That's why they couldn't hold him.
They couldn't hold him. But they called themselves trying to appease the people.
That's all it was.
You know, we got to put on a show for them. Because you notice that everybody across the country that got involved in some bullshit and got indicted. See, everybody motherfucker happy because everybody got indicted. That does not mean convicted.
Yep.
There's a difference.
There it is. You can learn the law.
Indictment
ain't nothing but you basically being accused.
Exactly.
And being summoned to appear.
You gotta go
to court.
And prove beyond reasonable doubt that it wasn't you.
Right.
But that's part of the whole judicial system. When you look at what transpired and everything, a lot of individuals don't even understand that you don't even have to say anything. If the judge or the police ask you, do you understand what's being said to you? only thing you got to say is no.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, they got to start the due process.
Start the due process.
But if you admit to it, it says, that's why they always tell you the three rules when you are in court. What those pleas mean. And if you plead to it, one of those pleas, then that means that you are admitting guilt.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that you don't admit guilt to is a not guilty plea.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what it do.
We ain't know that. They always tell us
to plead
no contest.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how many times I did that shit.
I know.
Any goddamn way.
Yeah.
I should have fought the shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
Exactly.
You know? But Ghani. But I tell y'all what, though, man. We got a lot of shit that's, you know, happening in the city. You know, our city council is King, what's that? Oh, that's the, Yeah, we got, we got issues with that shit. And they getting bigger and bigger, man. Instead of fixing them, they just throwing orange cones on top of them, you know.
This they don't lady, even put the fucking orange cones on.
Right. This one lady started planting flowers in them potholes, and when they started growing, that's when they came and filled them. Yeah.
Is that what you got to do? You got to fucking make a flower pot?
You got to go out there and make a flower pot in Middle Street, man. Get your flower, get your potholes filled. But Zach Reed and them still arguing about that shit. They seem like it. I said it was a show for the camera. You know, it's mighty funny. Okay, the Cavs suite, the judge didn't want to fuck up the suite, so he wasn't going to sentence Brelo, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, Cavs got to pass game 2, game 3. Then all of a sudden it came down, you know what I'm saying? So my question to Twitter, and Facebook was, I wonder if Brelo was there, you know? He was free.
I don't think he wanted to be the spotlight down in no shit like that.
He got off as a real old in the crowd. Somebody
got his ass. Remember when they did to that one little white boy? She came up missing. They found him in the trash.
That boy already said he gonna kill him. The brother already got him back killed. He was in court for that.
Yeah.
He
was like, now why would I stand up in court and say that shit out loud? Or, you know, to pick myself.
But you did.
You did.
So,
that's
really,
why they kicked your ass out of the courtroom, yeah, man. Motherfuckers, I say, you know, I was talking, and this is funny. I was down in the projects the other day. We were traveling with some folks. And so we was talking about this shit, you know, all these white cops killing all these young black men and this and that other. Now it's just black people either. Check it out. I said, well, fuck. Where are all the motherfucking goons at? But these little young motherfuckers are running around with their old body tattooed up, walking around with 9 Glocks and shit, ready to shoot Pookie though,
right,
for looking at him wrong. But these motherfucking white cops get out and they run.
Yep. Exactly. Oh, because shit, you know, you shoot a cop, you guaranteed death warrant.
Mm.
You don't go to jail, you die. You shoot one.
You shoot a nigga though.
No, but see, these you ain't doing them, but just doing the ethical cleansing.
You do population control. These dumbass niggas don't even know. That's all it is. Just like this gay shit. But yet you gotta, if you sterilize them,
then they don't have no babies.
Hey, look, Mike Trevisano, I was listening to his show, and he was telling the motherfuckers, don't you think that the child support system is part of the population control agenda? And the one lady was like, no, it's for deadbeat dads. He was like, yeah, but think about it this way. If child support is on your ass, you really second and think twice about having more kids, don't you?
Stop putting the gym caps on.
Man, these motherfuckers are slick. They're not playing. You know? So, it's your boy Max. We got Cheese. We got Teresa in the house. The title of the show is Covenant. With E Max, the Image and Company.
Mm-hmm.
Nice form. It's a conversation about the Cleveland Police Department, current fears from local residents, the Cavs, and a hot damn missing person list. It's growing every fucking day. You know, you used to see the missing person segment once. Maybe every 2 or 3 months. Nah, it's fucking 2-3 times a day. It's well, his birthday.
It's kind of hard to keep track of motherfuckers when they want to be grown and leave home.
And leave home.
Well, grown people miss it because they've been out doing some dirt. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Hey, man.
Motherfuckers come up show. You done got in the car with the crazy motherfucker, and you should have known that motherfucker was crazy because he was stalking everybody in the whole motherfucker spot.
A motherfucker said to me, his cousin came here from Cleveland. I mean, from California. In Compton at that, he said he couldn't wait to get home. So walking around the Cleveland streets scared the fuck out of his ass. And he was like, y'all motherfuckers in Cleveland is hungry. Y'all niggas ain't thirsty. Y'all hungry.
I said,
well, damn. I guess, you know, if you're thirsty, you ain't hungry. But if you hungry, watch the fuck out.
Right. But well, my thing is here. In order for you to understand the city, you have to first live in the city.
You got to first live in it, man. It's places that we, as constituents of this motherfucker and residents of this bitch since birth.
We don't go in.
Yeah. We know what parts of town to stay away from.
You ain't from the park, we, don't go
oh,
the
man, if you ain't from the park, it's a different way of life.
That's right. It's a whole different.
That's a city within a city.
Like gay people. Maybe they can spot each other.
Man. Motherfuckers be like, hey. Hey, most of mine, like a gremlin.
Now back in the day,
man.
And then what trips me out is that you look at the generation gaps and where that they're continuing to suppress them. Whereas now, how the hell can we go from the fight for education to beating the motherfucking teachers up and not giving a fuck about education? How do you go fucking 60 years backwards?
Hey, I want to know this. What the hell is going on that the 46 and the 47-year-olds is hanging out on the street with the 19 and the 20-year-olds?
Yep, that's wrong.
And
oh, no, you know why?
What they trying to reclaim you?
No, because you got to remember, when you were told, all right, to energize yourself, retool yourself, all these programs would be set up for everybody to utilize, right? Now, our young black folks, mid-adults, we did do that.
Yeah.
We took heed of the motherfucking calling of what Obama said, because like my baby was even saying, shit, if Obama told a motherfucker during that inauguration time, motherfucker, everybody go out there and pick up the paper and shit. Every motherfucking nigga across the United States would have been out there picking up paper.
Yep. Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
but when you look at twist what has transpired, go back to what you just asked that question on, all right? What is missing? The damn jobs.
Yeah.
Like I even keep telling my baby, I said, listen, when are we going to see the black folks on these fucking construction sites?
True.
Building shit every motherfucking where, but you don't see no black people. True. But yet you told them to go to all these fucking trade schools and everybody was to mobilize and retool yourself and shit and get yourself ready to set go. But yet, here, you done led motherfucking horse to the water. It ain't even no motherfucking water.
Excuse me. Here's some irony on that subject. Now, for y'all that don't understand what irony is, it's actually the opposite of something that's being said. The ironic thing is that if black people were to go to school and, you know, saying decide to move about this motherfucker, do you know what would be next? A campaign to keep the niggas in Cleveland.
Hell yeah.
Right.
We'll
give you beautiful houses.
All of that.
All kinds of debates and rebates and excavates and all that shit. Need a new car, nigga? We can give you one. Please don't leave us. We need your back. Motherfucker, we need a scapegoat.
Without the individual constituents to surplus the different metropolitan cities.
You can't say that you're a metropolitan fucking city.
Can't say
so it. So in return, you can't get government funding for a metropolitan city if the motherfucker is in a metropolitan
you got
city.
Damn right. And all these new cars and these new houses that these motherfuckers buy, they have for sale on them. And y'all can have, and I guarantee you, now,
We can do this. We can have you motherfuckers in your all-white societies. You have it. But the condition is, leave us the fuck alone. Stay the fuck out of our shit. If y'all women don't like us, y'all stay the fuck where y'all at with them white boys.
Listen, that's
the hold on, hold on. Now. If our women decide, I want a white man, take your black ass over there with that white man. Don't come back. Now, what's going to fuck you up is, he don't want you over there. Okay, he said it's all white.
Yeah, but
no
we,
black.
We've been through that segregation period.
No, it's not segregation.
Sure
it's
it is.
It's called separation. It's separation by choice. And the whole thing is, I honestly believe we would do so much better if the motherfuckers
we did.
Just
we had
leave
that.
Us
that was
alone.
During the Reconstruction period. We
yes.
had all of that going
the
on.
Is real.
And them some bitches sabotaged that shit. Just like they will do it in the 21st century.
Well,
the simple fact is just like I even had this conversation the other day. I said, why would you try to declare war on the Muslims, right, when there's too many of them here in the United States?
Yeah.
And when you try to go ahead, that's why they had to put a disclaimer out there and say that the ISIS group are not Muslims. They are just a radical group that is running around with their own ideology.
But when they kill a motherfucker, what they say?
Hala, hala!
That's right.
In the name of Allah, hala, la, la, la.
Right. I'm off with your head, motherfucker. Okay, if that ain't Muslim, I don't know what the fuck it is. All right.
But, yes, you got to remember, in order for you to neutralize the major forces that are trying to advance upon you, you have to utilize all your soldiers that are in the field there. So if you got all them countries around there, right, that has all these little motherfucking militaries, you supposed to pull one motherfucking major sortie, all the motherfucking together and everything, right?
Yeah.
And swapping that motherfucking, going in and do that motherfucking cleansing just like you did every other motherfucking country that was trying to fight against you.
Well,
take Vietnam, for example. What the fuck did they do over there in Vietnam? Yeah. Them motherfuckers fighting like savages until they put a motherfucking border right between them.
But they had the support of the whole world at that time.
What the hell you think we're calling on? You can't go over there and fuck around and do an ethnic cleansing on a motherfucker if you ain't got the whole world support.
Nope. That's why they trying to get
Hitler tried that shit, and you see
but
what
see,
they did? They went over there and got that motherfucker.
Hitler started fucking with the Rothschilds and the Warburg money.
Well, yeah.
He thought that because he beat up on France, he was finna come to Europe and fuck in England and fuck with them banks. And the motherfuckers was like, hold on there, bro. It was our banks that loaned you the money to get the far you got. You think you gonna take our shit?
Watch this here.
United States, come here. Wipe this motherfucker off the map. See, people gotta understand, man, this country is the military. England is the bank.
That's right.
Rome is the church.
It
ain't nothing else. They control the education. They control the money. They control communications. They control the media. They control religion. What else is it? What else is it? Can you make a t-shirt today and put it on the market? And the motherfuckers say, oh, we made 30,000 of them motherfuckers over in China.
No, not in China. They got that bitch out of Indonesia. China ain't nothing but just a big major ass hub.
Mm-hmm.
That's the port that they ship shit to from there to America.
To America.
Everybody else.
We're going to give you 100 t-shirts. We're going to give you $100 t-shirts. We're going to give them 100 of them for $10.
Listen. Do you know how many motherfucking cotton fields is over there in the foreign land? All right. When you look at the mass production of shit being ran out on fucking 20 cents a parcel, all right, every shirt you make 20 cents. Right? So these motherfuckers is churning out these bitches.
Excuse me.
When you look at the pants, the Levi's and all that type of shit, man, come on now, man.
Look.
If
the Jamaican in the hood can afford to sell the plain white tees, V-neck or crew, three for $10, long as they short sleeve.
Where you buy them from, though?
Wait a minute. How much do you think he paying for them?
He done went up to New York and bought that shit on the motherfucking alley and everything, right? And them motherfuckers gave him 1,000 motherfucking t-shirts for $500.
Yeah.
All right? Now you're going to turn around and you're going to make $2,500 on that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Just in profit alone. So when you look at the monies that you have to constantly keep reinvesting and everything, it's hand over fist, especially you getting your product at a motherfucking penny on the dollar.
Personally, I think you can get 1,000 of those t-shirts for $250. I don't think 1,000 is that's a stretch. You know?
When you look at them motherfuckers selling them bitches at $5 in the Arab store, alright? Each. Alright? Now, they give you the little player deal, 2 for $10. Motherfucker, that ain't number $5 a piece.
Yeah.
So how the fuck is that a deal? A deal is 2 for $8, motherfucker.
2 for $8, though. 2 for $8 or 3 for $10, man. Come on, bring to me. Bring to me. Because they hate to see you turn around and say, no, that's all right. Okay, do it this time. Bring to me. Bring money next time you have to pay price.
Right. You're like, hold on, motherfucker. Farm and Mills is open. Hold on.
Well, you got the Farm and Mills. By the time you get back, I sell 20 of these.
Right.
Yeah.
See, we're so gullible. We're so gullible. You put the bitches on your. Remember the helicopter shit? Everybody putting the bitches on their forehead,
yeah.
On their head. You taking the fucking t-shirts and wrapping the bitches around your heads and shit. And to me, when you look at it, the marketing strategy on, like, what was that guy named? The Riley Factor. All right? We listen to the Riley Factor, right? He said the United States has been nothing but a consumer country now.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we have morphed to. We don't make shit. Only thing we do is buy everybody else's shit. And when you look at what's going on in corporate America here, that is exactly what it is.
Yep.
It's a country to consume everything, and then everybody else merely here.
I'm sorry.
Well, you've seen the great rise of Rome, right?
But you got to understand why it's like that, though. See, we have some of the richest motherfuckers in the world in this country.
No, listen.
I'm serious. Wait a minute. Hold on. I understand what you're saying. But we are a consumer country because we are a slave to the dollar bill. The Federal Reserve banking system controls the money in this country. So you're a billionaire in this motherfucking country and you got a billion of the Federal Reserve notes, okay? When they feel like you always say, calling in that debt, trying to call that shit in. Those $1 billion you got
don't mean shit.
Don't mean a goddamn thing.
Lock the fuck up.
The rest of the world right now is only using American dollars. Like you go to the Arab store, and you know it's some Taster's Choice coffee on the shelf, and they want $5 for that little bitty can. And but you want some coffee, you like. I got to pay that $5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you trading in China and you got U.S. dollars, that's the way they look at that U.S. dollar. Damn, I can't get that oil without trading with that. Well, let me see what my dudes over here in Russia got to say. Let me see what my people over here in Afghanistan got to say. Cause, man, that U.S. dollar ain't worth shit. That little bitty ass can of coffee, man, it's 10 of us want a cup.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't worth $5. Tell you what we're going to do, man. We're going to put your dollar over here on the shelf, and just in case we need an emergency, we'll have something. That's why all them countries over there is building their own shit. Dubai, you know what I mean?
No.
China working with Africa. They don't even want to see the English and the Europeans don't want China and Africa, which is too late because China is good at keeping secrets.
Well, China had already been in there.
Yeah, and gaining billions of dollars. Okay?
Especially after the apartheid.
There's so many white folks over there crying like we cry over here. Oh, it's not fair. They gave all of the resources to the blacks.
Right. When I heard that fucking shit, man, I laughed. I laughed so hard.
I said, I can't believe that the white folks is crying, talking about some here, we was just trying to help them. How the hell was you helping them when you was keeping them suppressed? Yeah, you had building projects going on.
That's right.
And get halfway through the projects and then stop the motherfuckers.
That's like you sitting on the porch and you got some white friends and the black police ride by and they come up and say, what the fuck you doing with these white folks? And you're like, they was asking for directions.
Right, like you don't even know.
Right. That's how the motherfuckers were throwing them black folks down in Southern Africa before they ended that apartheid. And it was like, wait a minute. The police ain't coming to get you. They coming to get me.
Right.
You know? What? You wearing suits and shit. And I've been wearing these damn tennis shoes for 7 months. How the hell you go from swinging on the vine to sipping Metropolitan liquor at the bar?
And how I become homeless.
How did I become homeless? And how shit just switched over.
And have to depend on the welfare system.
These motherfuckers don't know that's what's getting ready to happen over here. Yep. And it ain't going to have nothing to do with no apartheid. Okay? Because what I do understand is a whole lot of veterans. See, that's why they made this Memorial Day so spectacular for the veterans. They usually don't go all out. They give you a few hours. Then by the time the evening news come on, it's just a recap. But they did the same thing on the evening news. And them old motherfuckers was out there, and they was popping them guns off in formation, and they was looking sharp. They wasn't, bang! No, them motherfuckers was, bah! 70-something, I'm served in the 30s. Bah! They still got the, bah! Their bodies ain't rocking or nothing. They just, bah! Man, them old motherfuckers ain't finna let them cut they off their Social Security. Them old motherfuckers will be the first ones to lay down. Because they did it before, they'll do it again.
That's right.
These motherfuckers believe in the constitution of this country, man.
Those are the real people of the country.
Right. But you know what Obama did, though, right? He brought trainees from other countries here. And they, you know, doing their little exercises down south.
Right.
In the woods. And in the land where don't nobody own, but they say it's a training exercise.
But see, that creates conflict because you can't out the bag on that.
Can't out the bag on it, but you know what? They had a whole fucking meeting. Half of the damn city of Texas, the state of Texas, went to this meeting. So many motherfuckers there, they had turned people away.
And what happened?
The motherfuckers was like, look,
no,
it is what it is.
You try to bring that evilness to the planet. The machine will get you.
The machine will get you.
Now, look. Wait. This is what I couldn't understand. This is what I couldn't understand.
These are old white folks.
Look. How can you say that you declare your whole fucking state a natural disaster, right? You hear me?
Yeah.
All right? When, first of all, you're not even supposed to be part of the fucking United States.
Mm-hmm.
You are independent. You are not even on our motherfucking power grid. You have your own power grid.
Hey.
But when you look at what's going on in Texas, right? Texas is on the motherfucking water right now.
You just said something. Hold on. You just said something. Now, I know about 6 months ago, I watched this video about the FEMA camps, okay? And how for 2 years, these bitches been open, fully manned, fully staffed, stocked with food, beds ready to go. Then I watched another ABC News thing, and they was talking about before Barack Obama was like, let the motherfuckers come on in as long as they do their paperwork and everything, make a stay. All right, so all the other motherfuckers was like, no, Barack, we can't do that shit. These motherfuckers gonna come in. So all these motherfucking liberals, conservatives, they all over the news talking about you letting these motherfuckers coming in, and the ones that ain't trying to do the right thing, y'all rounding them up, taking them to detention centers to register, and then ship them from the detention centers throughout the southern states. All right?
To what?
Set them up for failure.
Not more than to set them up for failure, but for repopulation.
Repopulation. Now, listen.
Look. See, if you're moving into these rural areas, Whereas and now, see, the urban areas are going through already what we call a transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you look at the new influx of immigrants coming into the country, these motherfuckers got to go somewhere.
They got to go.
California is already overpopulated.
Yeah.
All right? So you can't have an influx of Mexicans coming across the border. Mm-hmm. So they devised a very elaborate plan, which was to redistribute people throughout the different states.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your rail system comes into play.
Right.
All right. Now, let's go back and highlight on the FEMA camps. Okay. What these internment camps are designed for, right? Now, let's go back to the 1960 study. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in the 70s, they already had a problem over there in Iraq. They suppressed it by putting in the dictator, which was Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He eventually, over the next 20 or 30 years and shit, this motherfucker here got a little too big for his britches and shit, and just started saying, you know what, I got my balls on the table and fuck you motherfuckers and shit, you know what I mean? I split all cup of shells. Kabaka! Because I ain't playing.
Right.
All right? And I got my sons who are now grown, all right? And who got my back? You see where it's going now?
Yep.
Now, when the United States used that bullshit-ass propaganda shit about we need to come in here and check your shit and shit, see what kind of, you know, mass destruction shit you got, you know, because you talk too much shit over here. You tell them no, which gives the United States now probable cause to kick your fucking dough in. Because one thing you don't tell the United States, you don't tell them no, they can't come in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hold the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? This is not just your land. This is our land.
You got to remember.
This land was made for you and me.
Go back here. How the hell did you get that oil out the ground with our fucking machines and equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, feel me?
But, yeah.
Now, see, you got to remember, this is what I was talking about the 60s, how everything was already laid and placed into position. So that now in the future, when you start getting out of box and everything, right, I can do one or two things. I can either replace you or you can go into exile, which is normally what everybody do.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Or you can take the motherfucking short ride out and not fuck around and kill your ass.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know the motherfucking weapons of mass destruction were? He had them. George Bush wasn't lying. See, that's the thing about the motherfucking politicians in the political world, man. They speak a totally different language. Even though you think they speak in plain English, he say, God damn, he's got those damn weapons of mass, WMDs. Weapons of mass destruction.
Yep.
Do you know what they were?
What?
Ancient artifacts that Saddam Hussein was getting ready to put on display in a museum, a world museum that he was building. And he had to keep the shit a secret. And when they found the location, and they found the shit that he was getting ready to put on display for the world to see, they had to kill him, steal his shit, and discard it in the middle of the motherfucking ocean. Smithsonian Institute took what they wanted, cataloged what they was going to catalog, and put it away for nobody to never see it. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And they put their shit that they do not want this motherfucker to see. Sis?
How you know about them?
It's on the internet.
Oh, shit. Well, then it's not a secret.
No, it's not a secret. And the motherfucker that, the three motherfuckers, one man they talked about it was Bill Cooper. Another one, I think he's still alive, John Maxwell. And there's another man that talked about it. He gone too. But he talked about how the Smithsonian Institute got their own shipping. And, you know, the shit they don't want nobody to know about, what do? They put it on that shit, take it out there to the most dangerous seas in the world where ain't nobody supposed to ever go.
Well, I tell you one damn thing. Down in the bottom Robinson Crusoe, them motherfuckers will go out there to the bottom of the ocean. And man, you can find the motherfuckers.
Jack Cousteau anymore?
Yeah. Well, no. Because
he'd be finding shit that they don't want nobody to know about either.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
I mean. He don't get no more patents on
the submersible. Shit, when them two motherfuckers in the 30s went down there in that damn submersible, 2,500 feet down at the bottom of Grand Canyon, and they saw some shit they ain't never saw before. They never got a chance to go back.
Mm.
They was like, oh shit, all we gotta do is up
well, the canyon. I mean, the cat is out the bag, man, because when you look at it, I asked the same question here and long again, too.
Hey,
right now, you can have
scientists. You know what he, why he on the run, though, right?
Yeah, because he took all the motherfucking classified documents and shit.
About what?
The extraterrestrial.
Goddamn right, man. He took all that shit. He took all
and
they
the worst
shit.
Motherfucking place you wanted to take this shit was to the Russians.
Yeah, man.
They already had the information. They, but see, they already had been doing their studies and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found out about the shit that Snowden was able to produce and everything, shit, they needed him.
When they finished putting the puzzle pieces together, man, they formed the outline of what they, oh, we can get the rest of them there.
It's there. There's the documentation.
He's done.
Everything that you need.
They don't tell them to come get them.
See, because you got the money. See, you're useless now because, see, the information is already out.
Eric Snowden don't look like himself no more.
If you was going to go and utilize a covert operation and that thing, you either went in that motherfucking criminal and shit and got that motherfucker, got the motherfucking. Come on, look. We didn't see Mission Impossible.
I was going to say his face off.
Well, Mission Impossible is a little bit better because, shit, you know, he was supposed to be able to do some shit that, you know, I mean, was the impossible shit.
Right.
So if Eric Snowden was the motherfucking spy for the United States, he stole all the motherfucking secret and top shit information and everything, then you were supposed to have his ass bumped off by the time he touched the ground over there when he got there.
You know how they play this man? They said this motherfucker... was his family came over here from over there,
uh-huh.
And he was a motherfucking spy from the time he was born. They trained his ass to do what he did. No, I'm cool. They trained this boy to grow up to be a spy. They trained him to learn what he learned so he can apply for the job.
Hey,
it was a group effort.
Take Roswell. I mean, The young boy that they said was supposed to kill Kennedy.
Yeah. Oswald.
Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald. All right. Same thing. He was groomed all the way from motherfucking from a kid all the way on up until what he was supposed to do, which was to be a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It's just like how when you look at the motherfucking development of this motherfucking country and that thing, the George Washington. And had to deal with motherfucking Benedict Arnold and everything, trying to fucking sell off motherfucking West Point, you know, in a motherfucking backroom deal.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, all of this shit has always been going on. This is nothing new. What frustrates me the most is that when you look at this bullshit-ass politicians and everything who sit up on that motherfucking little council and everything, which they call themselves to be the Senate, and dictate down to all the motherfucking people on how they think the motherfucking country should be ran, whereas these motherfuckers ain't even doing the motherfucking good job themselves.
Well, you know why? Because the idea in the government, okay, you have to remember now, if you break the word down, it's two words, govern and ment. Govern means control. Ment, the M-E-N-T, breaks down to the old Latin mind. The mind. Control the mind. So that's basically what our government is set up to do. Now, what fucked them up was money. See, the barter system's been around for millions of years.
Everybody had their own fucking
booty.
All right? When you looked at your motherfucking booty and your motherfucking, at your house and everything, that's what you used to barter with the rest of the
world.
I
got cows. I got pigs, I got birds, I got ducks, I got hay. That motherfucker over there got horses. This motherfucker over here know how to bend steel. This motherfucker over here know how to motherfucking carve wood. Okay, so everybody had a job and it was a community thing. We are way past log cabins. We are way beyond the scope of the idea that your neighbor is going to go fishing. Come back home with 100 barrels and not put a price on this fish. You know why? Because everybody is used to what most of the motherfuckers in the world that's dead got killed on. See, everybody always say money is the root of all evil. But I say the lack of money is the root of all evil. It don't matter how much money you got. It ain't never enough.
That's right.
And that's what motherfuckers believe. I can have $1 billion.
Because
but it ain't enough because I want two.
And but what happens, though, you start losing the insight
on
what the money is supposed to be used for. If you have fucking $1 billion.
Who the fuck supposed to be hungry anywhere?
Anywhere.
Around you.
Your whole motherfucking community, they supposed to have a fucking street in your name.
You got that right. Y'all shit supposed to be. When people
money by every motherfucking birthday. When you talk about that, they get a good party.
Every house in the neighborhood be vibing. You gonna have rock music over here,
right.
Hip hop over there, dance music over here, violin playing loud over here. Mm-hmm. And everybody got good cars, the streets is clean. You don't see the police because ain't nobody.
Number one thing to eliminate all the chaos is to remember. What is the key? The key is to take the youth and the mid-adult and have them work in conjunction with each other through stimulation and education and innovations. Because I'm going to tell you right now, some of the babies are the smartest and inquisitive little motherfucking little sponges that you can come across. But without the proper tutelage and rearing, there'll be a lost motherfucking diamond in the rough. When you look at what's going on, what has been taken out of the equation? Education.
Yep.
How the hell can you come from being on fucking Little House on the Prairie to know how to fucking work that damn farm to even understand even how to go to the city?
Right.
You first had to know that farm. Because if that city shit didn't work, you at least knew you had that farm to come back on.
But look at here, though. How many movies have you seen, man, that the motherfuckers lived on a farm and was dreaming about the city? And then get to the city and be fucked up.
But no. Some of them have that starlight.
Yeah.
And that starlight is to become something.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you looked at it, and if you worked on the motherfucking farm all your life, you either wanted to be what they seen on TV and what they glamorized when they went to the town. All right, which was to be a singer,
ain't nobody
dancer.
Don't see you on the farm.
No. Unless you go to the damn, to the town.
Well, I'm
and then that's when you was cutting through the general
you,
stuff.
And I'm here at the rapping to you. And if you believe what I'm going to do, then just clap your hands. There's about 5 motherfuckers at the bar clapping.
Boy, that boy surely is good. Look, first of all, I'm going to tell you right now. Motherfuckers in the woods ain't going to want all that noise.
No,
you know why?
Noise,
because
man.
They won't know if a motherfucker creeping up on them.
Yeah, them shines only bubble. Them shines still just go.
That's right.
They can hear
the grass crackling when you walk across the trees and them,
hey,
them little twigs.
Hey, go and check out there what's going on, man. Run down there, around that still.
Right.
All right. But y'all know what it is, man. We just trying to bring y'all to understanding.
No awareness.
You know what I'm saying? And it's really not understanding, it's comprehension. Because a lot of people don't know what understanding means. Now, when your mama said clean up something, she always followed it up. Do you understand what I mean? That means, do you stand under my authority and my command to you? And you say, yeah, or you're going to get your ass whooped again. Do you do what you're supposed to do? You see, the court system is like your mom. When she say, do you understand me? That means, do you stand under my authority? When you in court, they say, do you understand the charges that are being brought to you? And because you think that word understand in civil terms means the same thing in legal terms, you have been misguided, my friend. And we all have. Because if you go to court for a ticket, first of all, I want y'all to write some shit down and check out this shit called the straw man. It will fuck you up. Because you did not know this. It is true. It is not a conspiracy. It is information that is available for those who look for it. They're not going to tell you that this shit is there, but it's there. They created the law that says it has to be available for public viewing after this much time. And so if it does not go, somebody going to jail. And one thing about them rich motherfuckers, they don't like being in jail. They'll build one to keep their asses out. But, and then they'll come up with a scenario where you will end up in that bitch, but they won't. So the main thing is for them to get as rich and as multiply their money as many times they possibly can, any kind of way they can, before somebody get hit to the scheme. Because most of the shit they bring to the table is a scheme. Somebody gonna get rich super quick. Alright? So, understand means, do you say I'm right and you're wrong? That's in layman terms. Go and look up the word understand in legal terms, Black Legal or Law Dictionary, or any one of those dictionaries. It'll tell you what the word understand. It'll tell you what the word must, appear, rights, court, system. All of those words are legal terms. And we use them every fucking day in different scenarios because we don't know no better. You know what I mean? That's why,
but
if you ever listen to the Pope, what do you do? How many? I hope I ain't saying nothing evil or bad about nothing, causing no spirits or nothing, because I'm just blurting words out of my mouth. But he speaks in Latin.
Actually, the Pope's supposed to be able to speak every language on the planet.
He can. But when he gives his motherfucking speeches, he talk in Latin.
That's because, see, the majority of the world are Latin. They speak Spanish.
Over there.
You got quite a bit over here because you got it locked.
Well, yeah.
The United States is the only country that speaks one language.
Yeah.
And for some apparent reason, we decided that, they decided that at that point in time that we didn't need to, we were different. Now you pushing the issue for everybody now to speak multiple languages.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, they just, it's all for them any goddamn way. So what we got to understand is that they ain't going to teach you how to beat them. You see that, like, they ain't going to teach you how to beat them. And the old saying goes, this is what they call an adage: if you can't beat them, join them. See, they'll teach you how to join them. But they ain't going to teach you how to beat them because they got to control you. See, it's the difference between alliance and compliance.
Don't you see, even with education, it's still a slight manipulation.
Yeah.
Because your instructor is only going to teach you so much before he refers you over to the next instructor.
If you want to learn more, you got to pay this man over here.
Because he's going to teach you the next level.
Yep.
You hear? You have to go through the levels in order for you to achieve the objective to where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is this here, Fred. You've been taught this shit one motherfucking time. What makes you the motherfucking master right off the back when and everybody else got to go through 20 fucking levels?
That's right. And that's the shit that fucks me up. I had that question too. How the hell does a teacher become a teacher? What classes do they take that certifies them as the motherfucker that can teach me how to pray?
Look, even in the Hogwarts world, right, the damn professor was a man and he was old as hell.
Yeah.
All right? So you have to first understand, in order for you to be a teacher, you have to first be embedded with wisdom.
Of course.
In order for you to pass that knowledge down to your pupils.
Well, you notice lately they've been putting all these 25 and 26-year-old motherfuckers in schools as teachers, and they all going to jail for raping their students.
Well, I gotta remember
shit jamming when your motherfuckers, you know, when your shit jamming is just as hot as the motherfucker is the same age as you is,
right.
Damn, I mean, you could, it's human nature. It's
you
like
high school no. And went to a four-year
college. Why you think the motherfucking birds out there in the motherfucking woods all come together, right? Those, remember them pigeons and shit that we seen? Not pigeons, I don't know what kind of birds they were. But the motherfuckers that were popping the motherfucking chests out. Remember when we was watching on the National Geographic?
Yeah.
Them motherfucking birds and shit they mate in time?
Yeah.
Look, if you motherfuckers is the same age, wouldn't that fucking attraction be there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a human instinct. It's a drive that you can't stop. That's what happens, and that's how God created his creatures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not but merely an adaptation of that. We just don't utilize our fucking third, sixth senses and shit.
That's it. And these motherfuckers, listen to this. Let's go back to Adam and Eve. They've been doing this population control shit since biblical times, dude.
And it's
before then.
They could call it ethnic cleansing. Because they could call it population control. They could call it population declining.
Yeah.
You could call it population relocation. Listen, it's vast fucking quantities of land that's still inhabited due to the fact that it's too fucking cold for people to be in.
Right.
And it's not shit there. Now, mind you, we can fucking pipe some fucking water lines, and we can put some power lines, and we can put some motherfucking fiber optics and shit in there. And we can pipe the whole fucking town up. But you got to remember, how are you going to get the people there? See, relocation of the new individuals that are coming into the United States. Because when you look at what we're seeing going over right now, over in Afghanistan, Syria, Iraq and everything, right? And people are going into what we consider to be mass migration movements.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different than when the motherfucking tectonic plate started shifting the motherfucking planet and the motherfucking, you know, Africa separated and everything that water came across the fucking middle. Shit. Where do you think the people went? They didn't stay there.
Sure.
And the ones that didn't get ate up and been turned into fish food. Because I'm going to tell you, you are what you eat. We eat that motherfucking shit out the ocean, damn it. When you go out in that ocean and you fall off the boat into the water, that's why they don't find your ass no more.
Because mm-hmm.
You become fish food.
Become fish food, man.
They eat your ass right up just like any motherfucking thing else that fall off of that motherfucker.
Mm-mm-mm.
You go visit David Locker real fast.
It's crazy. Hey, y'all stay out the motherfucking street too much, man, because, you know, they trying to round everybody up.
And what the streets is holding? Shit.
Ain't shit out there anyway.
If you're going to be a criminal, take your shit back in those. Be smart like the elders told us, damn it. The motherfucking people didn't never bother them because they didn't never know what the fuck they was doing.
They was doing. And see, and with this world of surveillance, man, you can't really have shit outside.
Can't do that
damn
shit no
shit
more.
You can't have in your house because they're everybody got smart TVs. Who they smart for?
Listen, they got you all the way around, man. They got you on your phone. They got you on your television. They got you on your laptops. They got you in your motherfucking automobile.
Mm-hmm.
They got you when you're walking down the street. They got you in the supermarket.
Yeah.
They got you in the bank.
At the bus stop.
They got you every motherfucking where. So
man. What
you think that you're doing, I'm sorry. They already the scene.
There's another allergy. Okay, adagio, whatever they say. You didn't see nobody.
Well, you know, when they see their faces pop up on TV, they're like, how the fuck did you get my picture? And they'll be like, oh, damn, that was on my phone. How did you get this shit off your phone? Oh, man, they got technology. You motherfuckers better wake up. They try to listen, and then what killed me, right? They try to go ahead and let all the mental institutions close all the motherfuckers out, right? And let all the motherfucking special babies out. Now, you know, once motherfuckers turn 18, shit, you can't hold them no more. So you gotta let them go.
That's right.
And you tell them, say, you just gotta go to the organization now and check in with your caseworker and shit, and taking your prescribed medication now. You don't take your shit, you're liable to go off the motherfucking rockers and be out there on motherfucking planet Neptune.
They didn't know it. Y'all motherfuckers did it. Well, look here, man. We're going to take a break right quick and play a little bit of music and shit. And we'll be back with some
motherfucking
shit that I've been seeing on the internet, on the TV, and a little bit of comment about the cast. That was some fun shit to watch last night. All right, this is Hood Talk Radio. We'll be back and I'll see you. Y'all be cool.
Each and every week. Yeah, it's D-Max, y'all. Each and every week. You know what it is. Each and every week. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes Radio. That's right,
that's
y'all.
Right, y'all. Every week.
Hood Tunes Radio. Hey, yo, what's up, E-Max? Here we come again.
What?
Bringing all the music to the neighborhood and friends.
Yeah. Say what?
Turning it out. Gonna bring the music and the boys right out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Every time we play all of these tracks, people always gotta say that we're bringing heat. Cause we got our ears and our heart to the street.
It's what?
Good to the radio. On the music every day. Maybe I got it on the flow. Each and every week. All you gotta do is call me, call me. Every time you get on the line, I'ma spin my mind.
Yeah.
Each and every week, Hood Tunes Radio, the heat of the street.
Whoa, street.
All you gotta do is go to blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah.
Say what?
Heat of the street.
Type in the search
heat
box, Hood Tunes Radio.
Hood Tunes Radio.
Uh huh. Or just call on the line. Call on the line. Call on the line. Say the number every time, every time, every time.
Each and every week, yeah, we're from the city that's bringing you the heat, yeah.
Easy your drive, Hood Tunes Radio,
oh, yeah. We'll play that.
Yo, it's your boy E-Max, and we want to shout out to everybody out there. Hood Tunes Radio, baby.
Each and every week,
Cleveland.
That's what's up.
All right, y'all. 646-478. Right here.
Local call.
Yeah, I'm on. So just kicking with us right here on Hood Tunes Radio. It's your boy, Max the Image Man. You know, got cheese on the side.
Boom.
Hanging in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, until 10:30. Y'all can check us out on Friday and Saturdays also with Hood Tunes Radio. We play music from local artists unsigned, grinding like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate their submissions to Hood Tunes Radio. And you can get your music on too. We play on the show as well. You know what I'm saying? When we have, you know, really nothing to talk about. We play a little more music, but most of the time, this is the talk show. It's the forum where you get to voice your thoughts and your opinions. So we appreciate everybody that listens online, but you can also call that number. 646-478-0944 and link in and chat with us. Yeah, no. But I was watching the news today a little bit, and I saw a lot of preachers and shit, black and white, all denominations coming together and shit, man, marching. Because, you know, like you said, one of the pastors was saying all of them damn cops that was involved in that shooting was supposed to be fired. You know, not repositioned or switched around to another post. But they was all supposed to lose their jobs, man. You know, they all fucked up, but they decided to, you know, play pin and tail on a donkey, and Brito must be the punk out the troop because they all pinned it on him. Granted, they didn't say nothing about it, but they didn't say he didn't do it either. So, there's a lot of protesting going on around the city that they ain't telling us about. I've been finding the shit about my city on the internet that they ain't talking about in the news or in the newspaper. So, you know, it's funny. You can also go to some of those other news channels like outside of Fox and CNN. I'm starting to wonder about Infowars.com. There's Alex Jones, like, one day he posted a video, Jade Helm 15 is not a takeover. But then he got another one he just put out on May the 20th. It says it is. So, you know, what fucking side is you on, dude? You know, I watched videos where he attacked people that was standing up and protesting for free speech. And he came in with his troop and shut them down and dogging their ass, man. So, I don't know about Alex Jones, man. It's a lot of shit. Just like Jesse the Body Ventura, Governor Jesse Ventura, excuse me. You know, he's still, you know, doing shit out here and exposing shit, as he says, man. But all of this expose shit, man, is really just to prep the motherfucking world for what's to come. And I really don't think, like they trying to tell us now, we get some vampire movies came out first. Then the zombies came and they learned how to come back to life and fall in love with humans. And, you know, they eat the shit out of your brother, but I love you.
Ooh.
You know, so, I mean, hell, man, what the hell? What are we doing? They got the soldiers in the community to watch us, the spies, because the Arabs ain't never spies. You know what I mean? Because can't no nigga go up to the store in the neighborhood in a condemned building and be driving a Mercedes next month. He had a health department and everybody else in this shit every day. Oh, you selling new cigarettes in this bitch? And you got them in a switcher box next to the register? Oh, man, you tripped. But the Arab across the street got the same damn thing. But we raiding you. We at work. Don't worry about what's going on over there. We worry about what's going on right here. That's what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're selling clothes, or you know, you really ain't gonna have no spots selling no music. But
you know, you can have a barber shop, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man. They ain't really doing too much advertisement about barbershops right now since the little Chalk Lines incident. And there's something going on because everybody moving out of that plaza up there.
Well, think about it. When you start emphasizing on entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
and what's the number one thing is that young brothers learn how to do real good when you was in the joint.
Cut hair.
So when you got out, only thing you had to do was just bring a little chip and shit, go get your barber license and everything, and you can go work anywhere. Or, you know, work and then set your chips up and open up your own little spot.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they didn't like that. They didn't like seeing the young African Americans and shit, you know what I mean, doing what they're good at doing.
Mm-hmm.
If they were barbers and beauticians and shit, you see what I'm saying, then they were honing in on their skill. That was their God-given gift. People are not fucking good at doing hair. You see what I'm saying? And you got to be having the motherfucking skill to do that shit. You know what I mean? You can't be fucking just thinking and turn some clippers on and cut the motherfucking hair.
Right.
It ain't just that easy.
You got to go to school for that shit. You got to get state accreditation. They see that you went to one of their schools and learned shit the way they said this is how you're supposed to do it. All right, so you got a piece of paper, so you're legal now.
Right. John Doe look like that.
Right. So, and this another thing, unless you plan to go to the church that you put your barbershop next door to, don't put your barbershop next to a church, man. Even if the landlord going to give you rent, your preacher going to come over there. So cut that shit out. You know, we gotta figure what's really happening in this motherfucker.
Well, I'm gonna keep pushing. Are you supposed to plug in? They got to educate, man. They can't take your fucking brain away from you if you facilitate it with plenty of knowledge.
That's right. Man, fuck all that dumb shit, y'all. Educate yourself, man. That's the only way, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get up out this hole, man. You know what I mean? You have to educate yourself. Right now, we living in a place where it's supremacy in action. All right? So you either got to adapt to your environment or you just going to be squashed out and fall the fuck off. See, that's one thing that these motherfuckers won't tell you. Is that you have to learn how to adapt to the environment. If they dropped your ass in the woods some motherfucking where and you ain't got a sense of motherfucking direction, you'll learn real fast.
Imagine
yourself in a position in life that
take this for example. Why are they fucking advertising that Naked and Afraid when you look at true survival skills of a motherfucker having to know how to get to water, how to fucking catch some fucking, you know, animal and skin that motherfucker and put him on that fire and eat him. I mean, this is some serious caveman type shit that they're putting these motherfucking white folks through. And it bewilders me when the black people call themselves going through the shit because me personally, I think it's an insult for you to even put the black people in there because, shit, it's almost just natural for us to just adapt back to the woods and shit because that's where we come from. We come from the damn jungles.
Right. We eat.
We know how to fucking build a shelter and shit and create a canopy where, the damn it, you ain't gonna fuck around and have them elements attacking nobody. And plus, right. Shit, them traps will be set up and fucking... some groceries will be set up for the night, I tell you that.
Hello. And I'm Mr. Red.
And people, if you are going to get into these fucking programs and everything, get close to the fucking water.
Yeah.
That's where the fish at.
That's where the fish at.
I mean, it's hard to catch some fucking wild boars and shit that's roaming in the woods and shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. They looking to eat your ass.
Right.
So, you know, you go ahead with that. shit, me personally, I'd rather try to figure out how to work that damn computer or that two-way radio. See, it fucks me up that a lot of kids, they don't know nothing about that. I asked a little boy one day, I said, you know what a two-way radio is? She was like, what's that? I said, it's TV. She was like, what's that?
Right.
I said, damn, that's what the cops use to call other cops.
They look at me like you asking what a rotary phone is,
man.
And they don't even know what the hell a rotary phone is.
Man, I'd be like, damn, I keep forgetting, man. And those are the things that...
Well, I mean, dog, think about it. It ain't no different. Here, they know all about the new fucking techie phones and shit out where we don't know shit about them fucking phones.
That's right. But see, they what they know, if they knew what we knew and added it to what they know, oh, man, these motherfuckers terrible.
They be dynamite.
They be fucking terrible.
But see, that's where they keep the separation at, whereas that when you look at, like, a lot of the TV programs and a lot of the movies and everything, it is to stimulate you and mind control you to the point where this is what you're seeing every day and it should be accepted in society. Almost like you said, your mom is always constantly reminding you, did you hear me when I told you to do something?
Mm-hmm.
So if I constantly keep showing you, eventually your psyche going to convince you to think that the shit is reality. It's supposed to be this way.
See, we still like kids, man. We only want what we see.
That's it.
So when you look on the commercial and you see that live-ass Chevy Rally Edition Silverado, oh, man, it makes you say, I want one. Because I do. I want one. I always have love that Silverado truck. And I look square and sit up tall with them big old rims. I want one even more. And they keep on showing me that commercial. And there's something in the significance in that one blinker always blink to the right. What is that?
Right.
On all of them. They hit that right blinker and turn right. It's something. Because if you look at the commercial, when all four of them stand out of the damn intersection, they all make right turns. You know what I'm saying? So it's got something to do. They telling somebody something about those Silverados. So I want one. So I'm sorry. It's embedded into my memory bank.
Brown.
And I should have one.
Yeah.
How about you? I wish you could like.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on? Are you there?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm having a good time, man. I'm having a good time. reason I'm having a good time in between everything, at least I got a chance to, I hope the other showed up pretty well.
You sure about now?
I hope the other track showed up pretty well. Hello?
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what, Al?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, brother. Yes, I can.
All right, this is Savvy.
Okay.
The guy sent the music, RAR. That means a zip file.
Oh, okay.
All right, I just realized that it was a zip file.
Okay.
In order for me to download it, they have to send it in an MP3 form or a WAV file.
Well, then I can tell you what I do have for you. Not just that, but I have the regular hard copy, so you'll have that before the weekend's over. So that's just one of those music lessons that it shouldn't be discussed on your show, but when you learn something, you learn that you have it in two or three different ways. So we have it that way for you, too. So,
but
that being
easy, it's so easy to do. People make it more complicated than it is because they take more steps. But I'm gonna show you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where you catch that shit the first time, and I swear, you'd be like, damn, just like I was when I first learned how to do it, because it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually just clicking two buttons.
Right.
There you go.
So.
But
there is a setting on your computer. If you open up your media player, okay, and you go to a window, it's called Options. All right, and you click open that, and it will take you to all of the settings that's associated with your Windows media player. That's for videos. But when you're putting programs in your computer or you just want to play music,
any CD that you put in your computer, it'll give you options what to play, what to warn about, you know. And then you just click what you want. You click, and it's a simple thing, man. So we have to link up on that too. But just y'all remember when y'all sending us music, send them an MP3 form. That's the easiest way. And it'll scratch all the issues. So, yes, sir. So what's going on now? How you feeling out there, man?
Oh, man. Planning on plans of action to deal with the verdict that came through. Real quick and to the point, this isn't over from a long shot because what you do is you handle things by the law also.
Right.
And how we plan on doing things is within about another 7 days, you should hear of, and that means by next Wednesday, you'll hear another plan of action, which will debut and be announced on your show. As we look at getting more groups and other people involved, because we plan on making all 13 officers' lives a living hell on that paper, so that they have to sit back and say, damn, we know we thought we got away with something, but wait a minute. Also, in our area, people should know, which is very important, we putting it out there, that Tim McGinty, the prosecutor who didn't prosecute the other 12, which left it open for the law to be interpreted that, hey, this guy's going to get off because, okay, even if he did end up shooting the rest of it, you didn't bring the other 12 up on charges. So he thought by them doing this, that, and other, you couldn't prove it. So, quote, unquote, yeah, he deserved to walk on that end. So since Prosecutor McGinty pulled that, even though the Attorney General report said systemic failure and all that, Attorney General Mike DeWine's report puts it out there, but the prosecutor doesn't do the follow-through, then in 2016, Tim McGinty has to run for prosecutor. That's very, very interesting thing. And it looks like, since we're talking about recalling the mayor, Frank Jackson, in Cleveland this year, and they're looking at Norton again this year, it looks like maybe we should focus after that for 2016 to prepare to not only get rid of McGinty on the vote, but to prepare to recall Judge O'Donnell because he's on the bench until 2019. So, since his job is guaranteed on lock until 2019, we need to go and get rid of him. So people would look and say, well, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, what do they do besides vigils and marches and this, that, and other? Oh, I know what we do. We also have people who deal with hip-hop workshops, like myself, a couple others. Wait a minute. We also deal with legal extent so that you can do something else, because if you're just protesting and yelling, okay, you can protest and yell, but you have to have a plan in there to deal with the people who are there. And in less than a minute, I want to give you this groundbreaking news in less than a minute. You know, you had all these pastors get out there with these 40 congregations, basically speaking, and Pastor Vernon and everybody got out there and they marched, marching for justice, which is a beautiful thing. But if you're marching for justice, why would you get out there with the members of the Peacekeepers Alliance and when you pass by people who are standing there peacefully, like I say, Revolutionary Party, Carl Stokes Brigade, and a couple of other groups, Puncture the Silence. They were holding up pictures saying 137 shots is a crime. They also were holding up pictures of all the murdered people across the country. Why would those people get up there and tell folks, hey, can you put those signs away? That's not what we're here about.
All right, because, see, you mess with, you going against the grain. You mess with their money.
Uh-huh.
See, when you start taking away from them and making those parishioners start thinking about the realities of what's going on, and their pockets is being robbed, and them having to conform to the brainwashing that's being dictated to them. Now, my question to you, Al, is, now, see, me and E, we know you out there on the forefront of that thing. So
yes,
I'm highlighting on the emphasis of where is the damn jobs?
It was supposed to be the youth and the mid-adults are supposed to be mobilizing and plugging themselves in, retooling themselves, educating, understanding if you've made a mistake and everything. Like you even highlighted there, the programs are there for you to have that, what we call that amendment. Just because you made a mistake, okay, we called the one strike or three strikes and you were supposed to have been out, okay, we eliminated three strikes. We'll rehabilitate you, get you into the job training programs. But then you got to remember, they went through their whole epidemic. See, when the pearly whites and everything started falling to the wayside and everything, everybody started raiding the liquor cabinets and the medicine cabinets and started creating their own little meth labs in the damn garage and everything. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden out here, everybody has to be rehabilitated now. All these new programs are now implemented. Whereas that you see all these little programs for the little teen pregnancy girls and everything, and you know how they didn't know how to do it. Whereas that we're going to show you how to do it now. Mm-hmm. But we ask the same question: where are these programs and where they were supposed to be implemented for the young ladies within our culture?
That's true.
First thing that they did was that they locked them all up in the projects and everything, and told them to say the shit, just be quiet.
Now you got a big ass house.
See, they're forced to go into education, but you got to remember, like me and E was saying, you got to remember, in different regions of the United States and everything, it has to be facilitated with X amount of bodies. Therefore, you can't be called a state without your constituents. So when you look at what has to go on, like here, for example, in Cleveland, Ohio, which is North America, okay? Well, excuse me, this is the northern part of Ohio. But yet, what is this part of the north? This is a highly medical field area. So what are they trying to groom and stimulate people on? This isn't about fabricating and manufacturing no more here.
No.
This is about the pharmaceutical and the medical industry. But yet you can go ahead and you can browbeat and you can teach and you can stimulate everybody and everything. But like I asked you on this question, you look at all these new projects and everything that's going around the city and everything, where are the African Americans at?
Got you.
You can't tell me that shit. You're going to put one or two African Americans in there so that you can keep it racially biased. Get the hell out of here. We need damn near almost a 50-50 on this run because, shit, if everybody is supposed to be stimulated, and like my partner was asking, how is it that the damn 42 and 45-year-olds are standing out there on the corner with the 19 and the 20-year-olds? It's because you told them 8 years ago to mobilize and educate yourself, which they didn't did, but yet you are still waiting for the damn jobs to materialize.
Right.
Right.
Can't nobody go and go, you, how you gonna take care of your family and you a grown ass man and you working at McDonald's? I'm sorry, look, right now they didn't raise the damn minimum wage to no damn $16 an hour here in Ohio. They might have did that shit somewhere else, but they didn't do it here.
I don't know, they got commercials. Walmart, we raised the rates.
So when you look at it, it's about stimulation, but yeah, once again, what are you learning? You're learning to work in the box factory. You're a picker in the warehouse.
Stock person.
You ain't no different. You one step away from being from the plantation.
That is true.
Pretty much all it is.
And then here, I'm going to throw this out there again, too, because it just fucking frustrates me, because I want our youth to understand one thing, and if you don't, you better start digging into your damn African-American history and understand exactly what has transpired. How is it possible that our youth across the United States can disrespect each other, disrespect the teachers and the instructors, disrespect the facilities that are supposed to be teaching you the necessary skills and tools that you need to succeed in this fucking country. But yet, here, Martin Luther King March, and they'll show that commencement every year, right? And they have that recognition going.
And they have the whole run going where everybody pay attention to where is it, the dogs were sat on the people and that thing, the water hose was squirted on the African Americans and they were rolling down the damn streets like tumbleweeds. But yet, how can we be 60 years in the fucking future and still not grasping upon what's going on? Okay, if they demoralized you like that in the beginning, that was to let you know that we didn't want you in there in the beginning. And if you got 60 years into the future, and then you're doing exactly what they were doing to you, then you're now answering their own question. Like he said, why you think we don't see the Klan no more? Because, shit, the black folks is doing exactly what the Klan was already doing. And that was to suppress, demoralize you, and keep you in your fucking place. And what are the blacks running around doing? Thugging each other, talking about something, you can't stand on my block. But if the police roll up this motherfucker, everybody run like cockroaches. So through what we call positive stimulation, think them out at their own game. Educate yourself, plug yourself into your God-givenly gift, because God blessed all his creatures. That's right, we are all his fucking creatures. And when you look at what's going on, you can establish anything that you want here in this motherfucking crazy-ass country. And we have to come together. If the Arabs and the Jews and the Chinese and the Hispanics can do it, what is stopping us from doing but ourselves?
We got the Uncle Tom syndrome. That's all.
Well, yeah. I mean, they better chuck that shit. They better get in and think about the economics. No, like you said in the beginning when we were talking about the economics on letting your money make money.
Yeah.
How can you go and be a fucking consumer and never ever be a man who make the money?
Right. Provide a service.
How can you have a fucking new LeBron's on the shit and you ain't got no damn job?
Y'all know, man, we down to the last of the wire.
Yeah.
Hood Talk Radio. This your boy E-Mac the Image, and I just want to say thanks to Al Porter for calling in.
No problem.
That's what it is.
And with us tonight, man, it was a very powerful show, man. Y'all tune in Friday night for Hood Tunes Radio.
Find the jobs, Al, when you're out there on the forefront, ask them councilmen, especially that damn crazy ass Jeff Johnson. So he says he tried to get up there and the mayor's position. We know what he's doing. We know what the game is.
We
that's why
that.
He out there barking like a big dog.
See, he likes
there you
me.
Go.
That's right. The light skins can get in fast, you know. He one of them power howls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Django!
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good evening. And
yeah.
On the internet, look up Jade Hill 15. All right?
That's right, y'all. You better recognize it. They trying to pull a okey-doke.
Watch out what's going on, everybody. This your boy, E-Max.
Jeez.
All right.
Peace.
Man, we'll talk to y'all Friday night. And that's what's happening.
We holla.
Yeah.
Yeah.